God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Transformed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If we would discipline our minds, and certain things we just would not let ourselves think. No matter how pressing or real they are, we just say, no, I am not thinking. I don't care how real. I don't care that it happened. I'm not thinking about that. If you'd do that, we would spare ourselves from untold pain. So much stuff we just wouldn't go through. And I'm telling you, the Lord is working that in us. He's helping us with that. That is happening inside us. Until we'll become different people. We'll become so strong. And people look at you and go, well, why aren't you crying? And do you need to take off work? And do you need to do this and that? And you go, no, I'm fine.
That's right.
And you really are. Yeah. And they'll be amazed. They'll think, how in the world can you be fine? Because God is filling up my windshield.
That's right.
Everywhere I look, I just see solar systems and puppies. Somebody say glory to God. Go to Jonah, the third chapter. Jonah, chapter 3. Now God sent Jonah to preach, which was his call and his job, and he's preached before, probably lots of places. But he sent him to preach at Nineveh. And Jonah didn't like Nineveh. And he didn't want to go preach in Nineveh. So he ran. He booked a cabin on a ship, went for a cruise. Get his mind off of his preaching at Nineveh stuff. Bible said he fled from the presence of the Lord. How are you going to run from God? How are you going to flee from the presence of the Lord? I mean, you can take the fastest jet and go to the furthest remote island and hide behind a palm tree. And as soon as you get there, he's going to go, hey. What are you doing over here? You can't get away from God. He's everywhere. But that's what he tried to do. And you know that he had the that workshop with the great fish. And worked some things out in himself. And got clear on his goals. And when that fish spit him up, he hit his feet and headed to Nineveh to preach. Like the Lord told him, you know, you can do things the easy way or you can do things the hard way. So many choose the latter. But he did. He did exactly what the Lord told him to, which he did not want to do, but he did it. And he told them judgment was coming, and he preached it, and he preached it hot and strong. And then he went back outside on the city limits edge to watch and see the judgment fall. Because he's a prophet. And when he prophesies, it comes to pass. But in verse 9, they all repented. And verse 10, God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he said he would do to them, and he did it not. Yeah, but God said judgment was coming in X amount of time. Yeah, but he said, no, they changed, so I'm going to change. What's going to happen? See, a lot of things are not set in concrete, are they? They're not etched in stone. Maybe something was going to happen, but if they change, it can change.
That's right.
But it made Jonah furious because his prophecy didn't come to pass. And when a prophet prophesies and it don't happen, well, then the word gets out. And your reputation. I said, Jonah the prophet. Yeah, I know. You heard that last prophecy he made? Nothing. Zippo. Nothing happened. That's bad for your reputation. False prophet. He could just hear the names now. Chapter 4, verse 1, just keep reading. It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Verse 2, he prayed to the Lord. He said, I pray you, Lord, wasn't this my saying when I was yet in my country? For I left the home, for I took that cruise. I told you. I knew that you are gracious God. I knew it. And I knew you are merciful and slow to anger and great kindness, and you would repent you of the evil. I knew it. Verse 3. I knew this is what happened. I show up over here. I preach my heart out. They repent. Okay. No judgment. Jonah's a liar. Prophecy's a dud. I knew it. Before I left, that's why I took the cruise. And so, Lord, I beseech you, just take my life from me. Because it is better for me to die than to live. Now, isn't this some of what we were just talking about? Is Jonah in his right mind? He's not. Is he thinking right? I want to die. Why does he want to die? Because his pride has been hurt. His reputation. Everybody at school will know she broke up with me. All the other kids will see that picture of that stupid hairdo. Everybody will know that is not the end of the world. People that have been alive for a while, help me out. Is that the end of the world? It is not. Go have you an ice cream, take a nap, you'll feel better. Right? It is not the end of the world. Come on, help me out. Is it? Older people, experienced people, help me out. It ain't the end of the world. Yeah, but I loved him. Much as you know. But you don't know much. And it's real. Now, I'm not saying it's not real. The pain is real. It's real. And caring about somebody and them not caring about you, it's real. And it's painful. I'm not discounting that. But it's not as bad as you think it is. I know it feels like it. I know it feels like it's the end of the world, but it's not. And the best stuff in life, you haven't even touched yet. Don't quit before you get started. But Jonah wants to go. Lord, just take me out. Please. It's better for me to die than to live. That's wanting to die. Keep reading. The Lord said, do you do well to be angry? The Lord asked him a question. Are you doing well? Are you doing good? Is it right for you to be so mad? Do you have a right to be this mad? I mean, a thinking person would pick up on that, wouldn't he? And they would go, you know, I may not be seeing this the right way. When God asks you, are you right to be this mad? Why would he ask you, are you right to be this mad? Unless you ain't right. And he's not in his right mind. Do you do well to be angry? But notice what he says. When you get worked up like this, notice what he says. Verse 5. Verse 9, excuse me. He said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Yes, I got a right to be. He's talking to God now. God, why are you so mad, Jonah? You got a right to, why are you so mad? He said, I got every right in the world to be mad. I'm mad enough to die. Now, what had happened in the previous verses, the Lord, he's out there on the edge of the city, not in a house, not in any shelter. And the Lord caused a gourd to grow and the leaves to come up, and it grew real fast, and it provided some shade for him. So instead of just being out there with the sun beating down on his head, about to have a heat stroke, this leaf is over him and he's got some shade and he's enjoying it. But then the Lord let a worm come by and just clip the little vine, and it died and wilted, and now the sun's beating down on his head. Things can change quick, can't they? Sometimes it don't take much to change them in a big way. Verse 10, the Lord said, you had pity on the gourd for which you have not labored. You didn't make it grow. It came up in a night. and it perished in a night. And yet, he's all concerned about this gourd, and he's mad because his shade is gone, and his prophecy didn't come to pass, and he just wants to die. And God tells him, now come on, Jonah. You really? Should you really be this mad? You got a right to be so angry? This gourd that you are so upset about came up in the night, it's gone in the night. You didn't make it grow. You didn't do anything about it. And he said, in this city, Nineveh, there's more than 60,000 persons that can't tell right hand from left. That's little kids and children. And also much cattle. And what he's saying is, you're not thinking right. You're over here wanting to die, mad about a gourd. You're not realizing all these babies, all these children, lives have been spared. Whole city repented and missed judgment. And all you're thinking about is your reputation and this gourd. Was Jonah in his right mind?
No.
Jonah's a man of God. He's a real man of God. Called to God. God could have picked any number of any thousands of other people to send to do the job. He picked him. There's a reason why. And yet his thinking was so far off that he's gotten distracted and he's mad and he's upset and he's depressed and he wants to die. Can you see what the Lord did? He had to use an object lesson to get through to him because he was so mad. So he used a gourd and a leaf. And then the gourd and leaf went away. Gourd and leaf? No gourd, no leaf. And he said, let me help you out here, Jonah. You know what I see? What did he say? 60,000 little ones that can't tell right from left yet. And all these animals and all these people that are spared. That won't get judged. That's how he thinks. Now Jonah is beginning to pick up on how he thinks. Would it make any difference in Jonah wanting to die or Jonah being miserable or Jonah being upset if he could see it the way the Lord sees it? If he sees it through the Lord's eyes, if he thinks of it the way the Lord's thinking of it, his whole outlook, his whole perspective, and therefore all his feelings, his temper, his anger melts away. Come on, can you see it? His concern about his reputation is out the window. Joy begins to come because of a whole city and all these thousands and thousands of lives that have been spared. And instead of seeing the ministry as a failure, he sees it as a total success. That God, He's a merciful God. Yes, He wants people to repent. It's why He sent you to start with, because the Lord was wanting them to hear this message and repent so He could spare them. You're a success, Jonah. It worked out exactly the way the Lord wanted it to work out. What more do you want? Come on, can you see it? Difference between wanting to die and shouting. Being glad, being thankful. Difference between being in your right mind being in a wrong mind.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Transformed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me